AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news, U.S. commandos have mounted a firefight in Syria, killing an Islamic State group commander. His name was Abu Sayyaf. He ran the oil fields. The commandos also captured his wife. No U.S. forces were killed or injured, according to Defense Secretary Ash Carter. We have no other details at the moment. The FBI is now investigating the Amtrak train crash in Philadelphia. This after a report that somebody may have shot at another train around the same time the Amtrak train derailed. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt on what an assistant conductor said.
She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at.
The Amtrak train has damage to the windshield that the FBI will be looking at. Former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall.
With the FBI's forensic ability, they'll also be able to look more closely at that windshield to determine whether it was a foreign object or as a result of the accident, the damage that is seen.
Former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall on the Today Show this morning. Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev will be formally sentenced to death by a judge at a date yet to be determined. He was condemned yesterday by a jury. The appeal is automatic. Mohamed Morsi, the president of Egypt during the mass street protests in 2013, has been sentenced to death in Cairo. He was forced out of power and replaced by a military leader. Pope Francis met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this morning at the Vatican, calling him an angel of peace. Abbas is at the Vatican for tomorrow's ceremony that will make two 19th century nuns saints. They were from what was then called Palestine. This is AP Radio News. The second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown is today in Baltimore. Here's Glenn Clark.
Horse racing's last Triple Crown winner was affirmed in 1978. Since that time, there have been 14 horses that have won the first two legs of the Triple Crown. Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah will look to make that 15 in today's 140th running of the Preakness Stakes. The horse is trained by Bob Baffert, who is looking for his sixth career Preakness win. His top competition, Kentucky Derby runner-up Firing Line, as well as third-place finisher Dortmund, who is also trained by Baffert. Thunderstorms in the forecast today at Pimlico, post time 6:18. Glenn Clark, Baltimore.
And the Midwest could be in for another round of strong storms and heavy rain as well. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says severe thunderstorms may develop in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Texas today. The center says there is a risk of large hail, strong winds, and several tornadoes in this system. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.